लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. As you all know, I did a pirate wig for Kiss of the Pirate King on my drama. And now I would say the last pirate entered the ship recently. And I have another actor who played in Kiss of the Pirate King. And I'm very happy to have him. And I'm saying hello to Arne Horn. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Well,
when I read your name, it's so typical German. And a good friend of mine, she's also in the vertical space, Vicky, she said, you have to ask him one question. I had two guys, I think it was at school, in the class with both beginnings, first name with A, and the second name was Horn. So I have to ask you, if you have missing brothers in Germany, maybe, or German roots.
I don't know if I have any missing brothers. I'd have to have a conversation with my parents, I guess. I don't know of any missing siblings. But, I mean, I'm South African. We have Dutch heritage, which, yeah, it's not German, but we have close friends and stuff in Germany, and we quite understand them pretty well. Like, if we speak Afrikaans and I speak German, so...
You speak maybe German?
I speak Afrikaans.
No German.
Bittischen.
Ein bisschen. Yeah. Okay, then let me ask you one thing. Can you pronounce my name correctly? Michaela? No, you're saying it also with a sh. Michaela. It's Michaela. Michaela.
Michaela?
Perfect. That's it.
Okay.
No, because so many people have such a problem. They are saying Michaela or Michaela, but no one can really say the Michaela with a sh. Thank you. 100 points. Yeah, definitely a plus for you. Definitely. Okay, I can tell you, open, honest, when I watched Kiss of the Pirate King, I watched it in the early access, the first name he dropped, because I did episodes before with Nick, Emma, Dylan, Scotty, Amy, so I knew a lot about this Kiss of the Pirate King. Scotty was kind in words about you. He said, yeah, and you know what? Arno is in it, and I was so glad that we could cast it, and I was so happy that I could get him back. You have to watch it. And I watched it, and I was asked to give them my open, honest opinion about Kiss of the Pirate King. Because when I'm getting asked, giving my open, honest opinion, the people get it. In an email, a bit long email, where I talk about everyone in the cast and stuff. So yeah. I will read to you what I wrote about you, okay? Because okay. I'm sure you haven't heard it yet, because no one would forward you this email, I assume. But I think...
No, nobody did. No.
It's more than fair that I will tell you, okay?
Okay.
So, okay. I wrote, Arno S. Jericho, I've known Arno from several verticals in 2024, because I started diving into the vertical format in summer 2023, and I've seen him in a few projects there. Last year, however... It somehow felt like things had gone a bit quiet around him. That's why I was honestly very curious to see how his acting has developed since then. And what can I say? He was a perfect fit for the role. His performance felt incredibly natural, and his gestures and facial expressions were truly outstanding, especially in combination with the large scar on his face. Wow. Honestly, I wouldn't want to run into him in the dark. I really liked his body language and the tension he carried in many scenes, and his fight sequences were particularly convincing. All in all, it was great to see him again, and I genuinely think his acting has evolved significantly compared to the last time I saw him.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's a lovely compliment.
Yeah, that's open and honest because
Thank you.
I saw you in your earlier verticals, for example, Mason Part 1 and 2. On Candy Jar, for example, you had a lot on Serial Plus, I think, was it? And then somehow in the last year, no Arno verticals. And then when Scotty told me, and I saw the first BTS of Kiss of the Pirate King, I was so, oh, he's back. Okay, I'm very curious about it. And Scotty told me so many great things about you that I was really curious because first I couldn't imagine you in such a role, to be honest, because the other roles you did were like the classic one, the billionaire, the suit guy, and whatever. So as I said, I felt you come back really great. How was it for you to be back in a vertical? In such a different vertical, to be honest.
Lovely, and that was amazing, honestly. Like I think about that because it's literally like you said, for a little while I did vanish off of the vertical space. Not that I wasn't trying to get into it, but yeah, it just didn't work out. And then this was one of the first verticals I was a part of again. And I was skeptical of it, you know, it was the first one back, and I was like, this is a very difficult thing to try and do with a vertical budget, you know, and do it well. To do a pirate show on a vertical budget, it'll be tricky. So I was a little skeptical about it and not too sure about it. And then we did the table read with everyone, and Dylan was amazing. Automatically just understood him. Like I was like, I can work with this guy, and we're gonna work well together. And so I was first day on set extremely nervous because everybody already kind of knew each other, Nick and Emma and Dylan and Scotty, everybody kind of knew each other. They've worked together before. My first time walking in, I walk in and it's just drama. It's like, first of all, I'm taller than they thought I was, so I'm too big. Too big to be the villain, actually. And then they see my short hair because I didn't have long hair. I had short hair, and they were like, we have to do a wig. So we get a wig. And then they were like, and to put a scar on there, he doesn't have enough beard. And I was just like, scar, put a scar on there. It started very, very like, not rough. Yeah, it was a bit of a rough start for me as well. But after the first scenes of just acting together and Dylan coming in and giving notes and just the way he just approached everything, I was like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. And it was. I loved it. It's probably one of my most ve memorable verticals I've done, 100%. It was awesome.
When I recorded with Dylan, when I have to say it another way. When I saw the first BTS I saw was this big ship. And I thought, so what the heck? Are they kidding? Do they have really a ship? And then the next BTS, what I saw was Nick in the pirate costume. And I was so, that gets even better. Every time I see BTS, it gets even better. And then when I recorded with Dylan, I asked him, how the heck did you get this ship? And he said, yeah, you know, I'm the James Cameron of low budget. I'm calling him
He is.
since then because I was so fascinated how cinematic this vertical looked. And it's still a vertical, you know what I mean? I know about this kind budget, this short amount of shooting days, this fast pace, and but it looks so good. That's why I'm asking myself, why does the other vertical sometimes look so shit in quality when you can do such a great quality with the same budget?
Yeah, hopefully this is inspirational, you know. Hopefully this just shows people that listen, if you do spend budget on the right things where you should spend, and plan well and execute well and get a good team, even if it is just a vertical with a vertical budget, quote unquote, you can still make it amazing. You can still make it a good quality project.
When you read the script, what were your first thought about the storyline?
Actually didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I read the story and I was like, this is, you know, it's a pirate story, but it makes sense. It makes logical sense. The abduction, all of it. Yeah, I mean, Scotty's a good writer and he reworked it pretty well. The original script I got, I think, for the audition was a little rough. Was a little rough. So there were some lines that you had to kind of just make your own a little bit because they were a little roughly translated. But then Scotty got it on the hands, and the final part of the product was amazing. It was a really nice story, really good script. Everything looped in and worked well. And there was this, a character circle for all of us, you know. It's like we all had a little character journey. It was some verticals you just walk in and you just need to be the assistant. So there's no character
Yeah.
journey for you. Just hand over the files and get off of camera, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
But this one, every character had their little character arc, which made it a more complete story, I think. It was a great script. Yeah.
When did you know for the first time that you will shoot on a ship on sea? Because Scotty told me that he got the infos from Dylan, okay, listen, we will shoot on a ship. And Dylan thought the whole time, okay, that's a ship somewhere standing, and then we will shoot on the ship. But then when Dylan told him, listen, tomorrow at 8 a.m. the ship is sailing, Scotty was so, what? The ship is sailing? Yeah, we will shoot the whole day out on sea. And then Scotty realized, okay, we will really shoot one day out on sea.
Yeah, I think for me it was like I think 2 days before we actually went out on the ship, people started talking about putting on the nausea patches before they go out and like when they should stop putting on. I was like, why are we talking about nausea patches? What's going on? Like sickness, are we going out? And they're like, yeah, don't you know? We're going out on a ship in like 2 days. So it's like, really? They're like, yep, we'll be meeting you at Newport Beach. We're going out on a Long Beach. Where will we meet? We're going out on a ship. I was like, what? I was
Did you
more
get
excited than
seasick?
scared, to be honest. Now I had my little patch. And I had
Worked?
my
It
little
worked?
seasickness patch. Yeah, it worked. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
good.
think you get seasick, but you also don't want to try it on a filming day. You know, you don't want to try your luck when
No,
you're supposed
that
to be out
would not look so good on camera if you are
there.
throwing up and being the villain. Yeah, that,
Yeah.
no.
Fail, couldn't walk. No, that would be bad. Yeah.
You know, what I really liked on this vertical was there was no classic vertical tropes. I mean, you've done a few other verticals, and you know about this classic trope ones, you know, with this bunch of slapping, raping, kidnapping, banquet scene, billionaire, hidden identity, millionaire, whatever. Nothing of this was in this vertical.
Think that's another thing that I really enjoyed about it is I played the villain, but it was none of that excessive like oh slapping and like name calling and stuff like that. But still, I came across as a villain. Like the script is written well enough to make me come across as a bad guy without having to call her a bitch every second time I see her,
Yeah.
or slap her every time I come across her, or so. You know, it's I was still mean and aggressive and villainous and whatever without having to do all of those excessive things, which was really fun. Yeah, really enjoyable to be a villain that's not a complete idiot. I
Have
feel
you
like
ever been a
if you
villain
end, I
before?
recently did. Yeah, I was one a villain once, but don't
Not,
ask me what the project was called.
yeah, it doesn't matter,
I
but
was just there for 2 days, and I was just a
Yeah, because mostly you were always a nice guy, right? In your verticals
Yeah,
before.
mostly a nice guy, or just the nice guy's second in charge.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
The useless. Carl Colton, when I recorded with Carl Colton, he called it the useless assistant.
That's maybe a harsh way of looking at it, but sometimes you really are, like, he's not wrong. You're there for a whole scene just to give a file at the very end. You don't say a word, you're just standing there with four files in your hand, and then when it gets to the second last line, you give the two files and then
Mostly a
that's it.
DNA test because there is
Yeah.
something pregnancy involved with not clearly who's the father.
Or some marriage contract that's being revoked or something. Yeah, something like
And
that.
none of that in this pirate one. It was
Yeah.
so smooth to watch. Really. Have you ever dreamt as to be a pirate as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I obviously never thought it would happen.
And now
Because
you get even
you
paid for being one.
exactly. That's another thing I told my family. I was like, some people pay to go out on a ship for the day and like go see dolphins and those kind of things. We got paid to go do what we love to do out on a
Yeah.
ship, seeing dolphins and whatever. I mean, that how amazing is that? And that exact thing of like you dream as a boy, you see pirate movies and whatever, you're like, oh, I want to be a pirate, and you
Yeah.
pretend to be a pirate and whatever. To do it as an adult, it's like a bit of a dream come true for sure.
How did it feel?
Lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. The first day was kind of just like, okay, how much fun can I have with it? You know, like how piratey can I be, or should I
Yeah.
kind of still be true? But then after day one of having that, we filmed a scene where I dragged Emma into the dungeon and I was auctioning her off to the guys. We filmed that on day one. And so that was a very piratey, like, oh, come on, let's go. Okay, 20. Da, 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 da. And I was like, first skeptical, okay, how piratey can I go? And after shooting that scene, I was like, you can let go. You can be
Hell
pirate on
yeah,
this
I
one.
love
There's
it.
no boundary on it. And so, oh, being on the ship and like having background extras that are also pirates, and you have to hype them up and get them to pirate. You dig into that inner pirate, and you're like, "Ah, come on, man, it was
You
super
felt
fun."
like a king, you want to say?
Yeah, for a moment I felt like I was the leader of the ship, but then Nick would come in every time and take control.
Okay, question. When the shooting day was finished, did you stay in the pirate moody the whole week when you shot it, or did you switch off the pirate at home in the evening?
So, switched off the pirate, but we Dylan challenged us to keep the accent. Like Dylan challenged most of us to try and keep the English accent, so that if we're acting, we don't have to think too much about the accent. It's kind of natural. So yeah, I'd be walking around in my apartment with my roommate, and he'll start kind of
And he was
joking,
so.
saying I sound like Alfred in Batman, like I sound super British. Sound like a butler, you sound like Alfred and Batman. So, but I try to keep it real. Yeah, I try to keep it true to the accent. But the pirate, we left with the
Okay.
costume. The moment you take the costume off, the pirate came
A
off as well.
Batman, when you're saying Batman, a Batman vertigo would also be great, huh?
I don't know. We're going to need Dylan to do that because we're going to need
Yeah,
someone
if
that's
someone can do it,
able
it's
to low
Dylan.
budget.
I yeah, listen, I already asked Dylan with how much money I have to come up that he will do a vertical for me.
Oh yeah? I probably gave you a really decent. Did he tell you anything or?
After recording, yes.
Okay.
I will
Probably
get
did.
the discount because Dylan and I are now BFs, you know. And Scotty already said that he would write the script for me.
Oh, so you got a good writer, great director. You know some good actors as well that you can ask to play in it.
I recorded more than 100 episodes now. I know a bunch of actors.
A
Because I
bunch of
asked,
actors.
you know, I would love to shoot a vertical here in Europe. And
Oh,
I asked
they don't.
Dylan, huh?
They don't shoot verticals in Europe?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh,
My drama is the anomaly, a Ukrainian platform. They are shooting a bunch of verticals in Ukraine. Do you know the platform Drama Pops? Have you ever heard about it? They shoot always in Turkey, in Istanbul, and in Lithuania. And then recently they shot a few verticals also in Italy and Great Britain, and they started shooting verticals here in Germany too. So my vision is to shoot a criminal case vertical murder mystery here in Europe. And I asked Dylan if it would be possible or if he wants to come over. And I hit a big plus point because Scotty loves Spain, and I know that. And I told him, yeah, listen, we could even shoot it maybe in Spain. And then he said, I'm in. I will write you the script. You know, I know how to.
Know which buttons to push.
Yeah. No, here in Europe, it's coming more and more up because it's cheaper shooting in Europe than shooting in LA recently because the costs in LA getting more and more expensive. So a lot of good short shot here, and also, as I said, my drama and Drama Pops, a few, and Candy Jar, you know the platform Candy Jar is based in Germany.
I didn't
So
know that.
maybe
Interesting.
you should consider also being flexible for shooting in Europe.
That's my next move. That's just to try and get some work permit or something that I could work in Europe as well. I did it
Because
now with the US. Like I got my work permit to work here in the US, and then Europe is next on my bucket list.
on your bucket list. No, that's great because as I said, they are recently started shooting here in Germany also, and in a bunch of other countries. Also, they shoot in Poland, in Bulgaria, in where did I heard? I heard from a lot. So I st started I'm a studied business informatics techniques lady normally. And I started to create a database where I can put in every actor who is interested for shootings in Europe, so that because I'm in contact with a few production companies here, because I did some acting stuff in Germany too. And you know, here in Germany, verticals are not very common at the moment. They are coming now, but a bit slower. And I wanted to make a database where I can put in all the actors, actresses who are interested for shootings in Europe, so that maybe the production companies can come to me and say, listen, Michaela, I need an actor, let's say brown hairs, this tall for a role. Could you give me some advice for vertical experienced actors? Because all the experienced actors from the US are not so. Let's say for us here in Europe, it's hard to find you if we don't know that you are already in acting in verticals. You know what I mean? So that's why I want to create this database to push that a little bit.
Well, you can put my name on there as well if you want. I don't know how I can
Yeah.
get into you
No,
or what that process would be,
you
but
can give me after recording your contact email, and then I can send you. I created a formula where you have to put the infos in, and then I can transport it. Yeah, I recently programmed it, so it's not totally finished yet. But yes, no, and that's why I'm always asking, because all the verticals or the platforms. As I said, my drama is a Ukrainian platform, or Drama Pops publish always the stuff shot in Ukraine, Lithuania, or mostly Istanbul in Turkey. The quality on these platforms are always so good in storyline, and how in the post-production and stuff. And a lot of people who are in this space as an audience for more than 2 years now, They don't watch many shows on Drama Box or Real Short anymore. They are mostly on the smaller platforms. You know, Candy Jar, for example, you know it. The stories on Candy Jar Publisher are always based on books. You know, so the storyline on this Candy Jar verticals, you won't find a 50 episode long banquet scene in it. You know, so it's more good to watch these shows. So
Yeah.
that's why I was so happy about that my drama came up with The Kiss of the Pirate King. And there was shot a few weeks earlier another pirate one in Canada, and that was sold to Candy Jar. So we got two pirate
All
verticals, I
righty.
think, in 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
It
pretty
was
close to while we're
and it
shooting
was
our
so
one, and
done.
then they were like, there's another one being shot right now. Oh,
Yeah, so I was very happy about this pirate one because I was a bit annoyed of this recycled classical trope shit storylines, to be honest.
yeah.
Did you
Yeah.
watch the whole Kiss of the Pirate King vertical? Be
No, not yet.
honest.
No, I haven't watched all of it yet. I watched the early access and then liked what I saw, and that's all I needed to see was that I liked it, that it looks good. And
But you
like,
haven't seen it
I don't like
completely?
watching myself too much because, if I watch myself, I get it like very critical on my own performance and everything, and then that kind of makes me critical, very critical of the whole project. So I watched the early release and I saw some good scenes, and I was like, "This looks amazing! This
Thank
looks
you.
great!" That's all I'm gonna remember it as being awesome. I'm not gonna watch any more and then start over criticizing my performance and start not liking it and whatever. So I just left it at, it's amazing. It looks amazing.
You should
I'm not
watch
gonna.
it completely.
Oh yeah, I
Nick
should. I
wanted
have
to do
I've
a
heard
watch
too, but
party.
yeah, we talked about it.
A pirate-themed watch party he
Yeah.
did want to do, but I don't know the reason why he didn't make it happen. Everyone has to dress up like a pirate. You could be piratey again and watch this vertical together.
I'm gonna have to go visit wardrobe people again. I don't have any pirate clothes.
Have
Then
you
I'm gonna have to go to the wardrobe lady and be like, please help me.
took something from this piratey set with you at home?
I took a very small bracelet, one of the bands I had around my arm, like one of the rubber
Yeah.
leather straps I have under my arm. On the last day, very, very discreetly, taking off my whole wardrobe and then just snuck that one piece into my pocket.
Accidentally. Oopsie.
Accidentally got home and it was like, oh, what is this doing here? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Amy was fine with it. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's nothing major. It's not, I made sure that it's nothing massive. It was like a, something we kind of just grabbed off the table and put together to make me look more piratey. It wasn't anything that was
Okay.
bought or expensive or anything, at least. Yeah.
And what about the long hairs you got? Have you thought about it after to get long hairs, or was it a bit of shit to have them?
No, it's wigs are always strange because the hair is different, you know, it's not your natural hair. It's like it's hard. So if that's in your face and like poking at your eye or in your mouth or whatever, it's annoying. It's really annoying. But I've had like somewhat longer hair, and if that's in your eye or like in my face or what, I don't mind it. But a wig with long hair, no thank you. Even short hair, like, oh my goodness. A wig is just, yeah. It was fun. Like, I liked the process of putting it on every day and like sitting in the makeup chair and talking to the makeup lady or wardrobe and everyone. And Just having a great start to the morning, essentially, with conversations and coffee and everything. But I tell you, I'm very happy to take it off at the end of every day. Like the moment they say, "Arnold, you're done," my hand's in there and I'm ripping it off. Like I don't even wait for wardrobe or anyone to get with me. I'll do it myself. So
Was that the
no, they're
most
very like.
challenging thing of your rule, or what was the most challenging thing?
Yeah, I think the wig was, because I also like I've never acted with long hair before, so now if I'm like standing over someone, I have these two curtains next to my face that kind of blocks me off of camera, and so I either need to put the hair behind my ear, which I can't do because I have pins behind, and it's going to show if I just rub it. So I need to open my face and kind of act. Once again, Dylan was great, so he kind of adjusted cameras to help out a little bit. But for the most part, it was a new adjustment for me having to turn my head and open up because I have a curtain next to my face. And in fight scenes that came off a couple of times while we were fighting, the wig came off. And it was, at the end of the fight, we did so well. We got to the end of the scene, it looked amazing. Boop, wig falls off. So let's put the wig back on and do it again, please, one more time. Cameras, action, let's go. And then wig moves or wigs in front of my. I remember that one fight scene in the castle with me and Nick. That wig just didn't want to stay in place. So there was some times where it was like skew on my head, and I didn't want to look back and act towards Nick because I knew if I did that, we're gonna have to redo the shot because the camera is gonna pick up that the wig's falling off. So I would just stay looking at the ground and kept acting like that. So it was something to think about the whole time while you were acting. You had to be aware of what's happening to this wig. So it's an interesting challenge. It's an interesting challenge to play with that.
What about the fight scenes? Were you experienced in sword fighting, or have you trained it before, or?
I had fencing for a little while when I was in school. Did a little bit of fencing. And then just basic stunt training and whatever, but physical like that, sword fighting, I think that was the first time I did it on camera. But it's choreographed. It was a dance, and it was nice doing it with Nick because Nick also gets it as it's a rhythm, it's a dance. It's we move with each other. It's not actual fighting, trying to get to each. It's we need to hit specific beats and make it look cinematic. And so we did it the first day. Once again, first day I was on set, I had a little sword fight scene with Nick, and went outside, rehearsed it two, three times with Dylan, and he was like, "Okay, you guys got it. Go through it more if you want." We went through it a couple of times, and I was like, "Yeah, it's gonna be good. We get each other. We understand each other. It's good rhythm. Put anyone in danger. We so no, it's gonna and it was fun. It was amazing. It was really cool the way that we could dance like that. Like it was a choreographed movement, but also really get into it. Like as if we're really fighting, you know? Because we were, I don't know,
A big
we understood
boys
each other
game, you
well.
want to say.
Exactly. It's like we had the little big boy game going as well without making it unsafe because it was just well trained, well rehearsed, well choreographed. It was great. I loved it. I'm excited to do some more. I had some fun scenes in a recent project I did, got kicked into a pool and getting shot and whatnot. So some more action scenes coming out soon.
I asked everyone from the Kiss of the Pirate King cast, and I will ask you the same. Ready for a part two? Are you ready to do a part two?
More than ready, yeah. I think we have enough story to do as well. Like we can definitely there's spin-off potential into a part two.
Scotty told me he would be totally doing a part two script. But Emma demanded already, she wants a sword fight too.
Emma demanded already. She wants. Yeah, I guess she saw how fun it looked from the outside. She was like, "I want some action." Because it is really fun.
What would be
I'm
your wish for a
definitely in.
part two?
My wish, but just thinking as I thought Emma was demanding a sword fight, I was like, "What can I
Yeah.
demand?"
She said, "What the heck? I want a sword. Give me a sword. I want to fight." She told me, and I said that already to Scotty, that he's, you know, that's why I'm collecting now all the infos, and said, "Scotty, you have to do it in that way." So I can, I'm now your genie, hopefully.
Well, since Jericho got kicked off, I want my own ship.
Oh, you want to go against your pirate captain and
I
get
want
it.
to be, yes, I want to be the captain of my own ship, fighting against my old captain. Just to at the end be reunited, maybe, possibly, because my ship was sank. I don't know.
So then you
But
can
we'll see.
crawl back to your old captain or what? Huh.
Yeah, no,
So
I
you
want my
want to
own ship.
be, let me get
Yeah.
that straight. You want to be in a second part, the villainy asshole who's leaning against his old captain and betrays him, maybe?
But I have my own ship too, so I have my own guys, and I'm a captain too, even though I don't know what I'm doing, though, maybe.
Just an own ship, that's all that matters,
Yeah,
you
I
want to
just
say.
want my own ship.
A
Yeah.
big ship.
A
Not
big
a
one. Bigger
sailboat,
than.
a big ship.
Yeah, bigger than my previous captain's one.
Okay. Scotty, are you listening? Anna wants a big, big ship and his own ship.
Double the size of the new ship.
Okay. I will do that in the sneak peek that Scotty gets this info straight and I will tag him, okay? Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. No, just for the record that we have that in the book that no one can come up and say, I don't know about that. You know, that's why I'm.
No.
That's
Thank
just.
you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So when we are going back to your first verticals, I mean, you started shooting. What was it, end of 2023 already, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah. 2023,
What have you
yeah.
done before? How did you end up acting?
Boy, I started mostly with, I guess, theater in school. Started with public speaking when I was 7 years old, and then just loved being in front of the people. Moved into theater. Theater moved into radio work. We
Oh.
have like radio dramas, which essentially it's we read a book or a story over the radio, and then we portray the different characters and stuff. That's super fun to do. It's voice acting essentially, but it's really fun to do.
Where did you grow up in South Africa?
Yeah, grew up in South Africa. Grew up in a town called Polokwane, which is a very small town. No acting happening there. So I had to move. I had to drive. I got this radio drama work when I was 16. Started doing it when I was 17. End of 16, 17, started doing it for a couple of years. I had to drive 3 hours to get to the recording studios. I think twice a month.
Okay.
I had to drive 3 hours to get there, do the recordings, full day, and then drive 3 hours back home. Because I was still in school, so I had to, like, obviously, I had all the suits
Shit.
up, whatever, but was to do that. Then moved to Cape Town. Cape Town is a massive, lovely industry, great industry, international, local, all around a very nice industry out there. Worked in the industry there for, I think, about two, 3 years, and then came out to the US to study at first, but then got to work papers and whatever to move out.
Was
And
everyone or someone else in your family addicted into acting, or was it out of
No.
nowhere coming for you?
Kind of out of nowhere. No, my parents got me into it because they wanted us to have the ability to speak in front of people. Even so, even if
Okay.
you're like a business owner or whatever, just to have the ability to talk in front of people is good. But that's why they got me into it. But I started loving just being on stage.
Mm-hmm.
a lot more than just wanting to talk in front of people. And they realized that, and they were like, okay, so this is gonna not just stop with public speaking. It wants to go big. And now my dad did like high school theater when he
Yeah.
was in high school. He enjoyed it, but he never thought of like doing anything with it. He just liked being on stage when he was a kid. So no, not really. It was from my small town. It was a very interesting choice because, like I said, there's no acting in my little town. So it seemed almost ridiculous to a lot of my friends and friends' parents. I think they thought this guy's being silly, like he's gonna be an actor. There's nothing like this happening in our little town, and what, he's gonna
Yeah.
move somewhere else and go do it somewhere else and with that. No, please. So there was a lot of that, but my parents are super supportive, even though they weren't into it. They were super
That's great.
supportive. Yeah.
So when you move to the US, did you move straight to LA?
Straight to LA, yeah. Yeah. Came
And
out to
then?
study in 2019, 2020, 2019, 2020, came out to study. COVID hit. Stayed here for a little while during COVID to try and see what I could do, whatever. Worked out well. I was able to get my work visa in that time at least. Went back to South Africa for a little while so I could just get the stamps in my passport and get the booklet and whatever so I could come back again. And then, yeah, move straight back to LA again.
And then you
It's
did
very powerful.
directly enter the vertical space, or have you done anything else in acting before?
It was a very quiet time in LA when I got back because it was end of COVID, some
Yeah.
well, still kind of COVID. And then we hit the writer's strike and whatever. So not a lot of productions going on. So I did mostly commercials. That's what's kind of kept me going was commercials.
Okay.
Did some national commercials and some short UGC, those kind of commercials. That's kind of kept me going. And then did some theater as well, like for small theater companies, whatever. Did small plays just to keep me going. And then, yeah, when the verticals came around, I hopped on.
Did
Mason
you
came
know
around and
what
they wanted me
verticals
to
are from the beginning?
no. Actually, before I did Mason, I knew verticals, and because I did it, my first vertical project I did never got released. I worked on it for 5 days or something, and then they went to Vegas. They had 3 days that they had to go shoot in Vegas or something. I flew to Vegas and got back, and I was supposed to do another day with them. And I just got an email said that it got scrapped, the production got
They
canceled.
gambled all the money in Vegas away. Maybe.
Maybe that's what happened, but none of us got paid, and the project just got canceled.
Yeah, see?
And I was like,
All the
I
money
worked.
away.
Yeah, I worked on it for 4 days and I didn't get paid for it. I reached out to the guy that cast me a couple of times and he was like, dude, I can pay you out of my own pocket if need be. And I was like, no, if that's where it is, then just leave it be. It's fine. And so I was not in the mood for them, to be honest, because they all seemed a little chaotic and a little low. And
Yeah.
then the cancel's halfway through and you've done 4 days of work, but you're not going to get paid. Like, that seemed a little chaotic. And I think even in my audition for Mason, I was very like, oh, I don't care if I get this. I'm just sending this in. And then it worked out.
Was it clear from the beginning that there will be two parts of it?
No. Just thought it would be one. Yeah.
Okay.
Even after filming the first one, there was no real rumors of there being a second one.
Okay.
So it was only later on, like once it was released for a while, and then they reached out and they're like, "Well, might do a second one. Are you interested?"
Okay, so when you shot Mason, what were your thoughts about the f this shooting after you finished it? Was it okay, it's not so bad doing a vertical, or compared to the first one, which was totally a disaster in the end, turning out, were your thoughts better after shooting Mason then?
Yeah, It made me just kind of realize that, okay, there's certain companies you would want to work with and certain companies you want to be careful of to work with. Now, I don't necessarily wouldn't say that. I think most companies are pretty much on top of it. But there's like that Galatea Candy Jar team that I worked with. They were amazing as well. They were passionate about the project. It wasn't just a vertical to them. It was something they wanted to do, wanted to create. They spent time on the script, got a good DP and everybody to work on it. So, no, after finishing it, I was like, okay. I mean, that's if verticals are like that, I can do them. It's actually the same as filming. It was really not. It wasn't that big of a difference from your regular filming, I'm gonna
How long took it for your next one then? Was it kind of snowballing then? Because I think you had in 2024, how many verticals? 12, 10, 12?
Yeah, somewhere around that, yeah, 12 or something, yeah.
So you should have been busy all day. No?
No, not quite. I was busy regularly enough. It was good. Like I was busy enough. But yeah, that was a good that it did kind of snowball then. And at the end of that year, I went home. Oh, I went back to South Africa for like 2 months and kind of just disappeared, disappeared off of the casting board and everything. And then I came back and it's been a bit of a struggle to get back into it.
Yeah,
So
2 months in the vertical space is a lot of time. Where it happens a lot of time. Yeah, and to be honest, in 2025, there were shot so many verticals, but also so many actors and actresses came into the space too. Because they all saw, oh, what's this vertical? That's a possibility to make money very shorten time. So, in my opinion, 2025 was not so good in all the things in verticals because the storylines got really worse sometimes, to be honest.
It did get into a bit of a mass production state, like we're trying to make too many too much, like too quick.
Quantity
This is
more than
story not that
quality.
great. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the thing.
So, what's your wish now for this vertical space? What would be your next role you want to do or project? Going back to the super classy verticals with all the classy tropes, or being more, I don't know, let's say more for the new type of storylines open.
I think we can explore a lot more with especially now that I would say successfully pulled off a pirate one. Think we can definitely pull off a little bit time period pieces like
Then
Vikings
you
and
have
those
to
kind of things.
come to Germany to shoot it because we have here, Germany is the country of castles. We have so many castles here.
See, we can do beautiful. That's a great idea. So yeah, that's kind of I'm very interested to do things like that. Like as an actor, that's kind of one of the reasons I got into it is to allow yourself the ability or possibility to play all of these extreme characters like a Viking from 40 400 years ago or whatever.
You as a Viking, I'm thinking about it, but then you have to get long hairs too, because the Vikings already also had long hairs.
Oh, I have long hair. Yeah, I'd have to grow my
And the
hair,
big
but
beard. And a big beard.
that's where I'm lacking. I'm still struggling. Still struggling to grow a beard, so that might be a problem. And I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm sorry, but I think that's
Okay,
worse in a way
there
just
have been
having a beard.
lately so many verticals with these beards. They looked so ridiculous, to be honest. Really, no.
That's what I think it's worse than a wig. I really think having a beard like
Yes.
that is worse than a wig. Yeah,
And
I
it's
did this.
mostly, and you cannot.
Don't do anything. No, I did this project recently where They glued on a goatee, like glued on this goatee to the bottom of my chin. And it's just that thing is like, you don't want to talk because every time you do this thing moves, and as soon as it starts moving, it starts itching. And you can't scratch it because if you scratch it, you take the glue off and then the beard falls off again. And like, so you're literally just sitting there with your mouth dead quiet. You just
Okay,
look
so
mad
maybe
at
you have to
everybody because you don't want to
overthink the
move your mouth.
Viking Western one. I could imagine
Yeah,
you're really
because
good
you're
in a
Peaky
Western one.
Blinders. Oh, yes, that
Can
would
you
be
ride
fun.
a horse?
Absolutely. That
Can you ride
actually,
a
I
horse?
would love to do a cowboy. Yeah. That's what I would love to do. Like, just to be on a horse, to ride a horse, be on a
You know,
horse.
an old
I can't lasso
Western.
anything. Like, don't ask me to, like.
Yeah, you can learn that. Oh, no, that's not the
Oh.
problem. But you know, an old Western with the saloon style and the sheriff
Ooh.
and the duels and the yeehaw.
Yes. Oh, I would love to do that. I
Okay,
would
I will pitch
absolutely
that
love
to
to do that.
Scotty. No, because
Yes, I think you'd be a good writer for it too.
that's and you know Dylan, the James Cameron of low budget. So a big old Western city with a bar
Oh,
and
we got it. No, I think
there we need
I definitely
he
got one.
already had this dungeon for Kiss of the Pirate King because for Sheriff and Stowe we need the dungeon again, you know? Because they make robbery sense, to be honest, in the Western.
Yeah, no. Okay. Please tell them. I would love to do one.
No, I don't know
It's
why, but
probably
I
not
could
going to
imagine you better as a cowboy than as a Viking, to be honest.
maybe. I definitely. Yeah, Viking is a bit of a stretch at this point. As soon as I can start growing a beard, I can look
if someone uses a great cream or stuff like that, that
Someone.
Arno can grow his beard,
Let me know.
contact him.
What can I do? Please let me know.
Don't say that too loud, otherwise you will get messages. Oh, I have you a tip. Oh, you have to do it that.
Yes, to
No.
me, yeah. Or shampoo, and who knows what? Yes,
Yeah,
something
or they are
like that.
making you a special type of tincture and that you have to drink it and then you have to not. That's a bit tricky. No.
No, I'll be patient. I'll be patient. Like,
But in the Western, you know, the beard you have right now would fit totally fine in the
it
Western.
works. Yeah, the little goatee will work. Yeah.
And I've never seen a cowboy with long hairs.
It's also true. So I wouldn't need a wig. Perfect. And I want to wear a cowboy hat. Feel like a cowboy.
And the chaps, you know, and the
Oh,
boots.
yes.
And then
Yeah.
two pistols, and then like Lucky Luke.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely interested in
Come
that. I
on,
did
to
a casting
be
recently.
honest. You said you dreamt already as a kid to be a pirate. Have you never dreamt to be a cowboy as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times. Played cowboys in groups growing up almost every weekend with my. We had the little clap pistols that you would put like. You flip this thing a little out, and it's like these little four plastic things that you slip over, and then it just hits, and it's like a firework that goes off. Essentially, it doesn't shoot anything. It just it's like it makes this massive sound. We run around with these metal little pistols, like clap,
We
clap,
had that
clap.
also here in Germany for Carnival.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like those. Yeah, exactly like those, I think. And then my parents would take them away at some point because we get too annoying with the
As you see, you are already experienced because you
Yeah.
have dreamt of it as a kid too. So what else have you dreamt of as a kid? Maybe we could turn it into verticals. I don't know. Astronaut, whatever. Spaceman, I don't know.
that would be really, really fun too. Oh, just so many medicine, like a Grey's Anatomy, like a
A
or
doctor.
firefighter one as well. I don't know. It'd be It's all those things of like, oh, I would want to pretend to operate. Like, I would like to play a doctor for a little while, or even a lawyer. I'd like to play a knight, a
You will play a lawyer?
lawyer soon.
Really?
Like Suits. Have you seen the series Suits? I would love to do something like that.
But more
That'd
the
be fun.
nice than more the nice guy or more the villainy guy then?
More the nice guy. So Harvey, I mean, I get he's not the nicest guy, but most of the time he has a good intention. You know,
He
he
tries to be
will be
good, you want
better.
to say.
He tries very well. So that's kind of my, I would be one of them.
A lawyer.
Or on, I've been thinking recently I should get some of the vertical guys together and pitch the idea to them. But I don't know if you've seen Entourage. It's a TV show of this young actor that lives in this big house with his five friends. It's actually just his friends and his brothers, but they all have a particular role. Like the one guy's his agent, the one guy's his this, and the one guy. But they are constantly just messing up. This young actor is trying to make it in Hollywood, and it's like he's getting there, like he's getting the roles and he's meeting people and whatever. But the moment the friends can mess something up, they do. Like they say something disgruntled to a casting director, and now this poor kid is like, that's the director I want to work with. Why would you say something like that to him? And like there's this series of like is this essentially the story of like five guys living together, one of them trying to make it as an actor and the rest of them having fun on his dime and messing up essentially, you know? So it'd be fun to get a couple of the guys and be like, let's film something similar. It's like one of us trying to make it in Hollywood and the rest of us is just messing it
One
up
of
for you,
you
like
is
constantly
trying to
causing
get a
problems.
vertical star.
Trying to
Kind
become
of
a
a
vertical star.
parody, kind of a parody out of making a vertical stuff.
That's what I'm thinking is because you can engage a lot of the vertical talent then. It's like because this kid is trying to be a vertical star. He's going to be working on a lot of different vertical sets with a lot of different vertical actors on these different sets. And so it could be a well-loaded cast as well and kind of bring some exposure to the vertical world as well if we want that.
And true kind of new storyline for sure. So last question I want to ask you before I ask every time I'm asking at the end of the episode everyone the same five question quickie. But before I want to do that with you, I want to ask you what role would challenge you really? In maybe in a type of acting or maybe in a type of, let's say, being a total different character compared to your private life or stuff. What would be totally challenging for you as a role?
Like most roles are a challenge.
Nothing challenges me. I can do anything.
I honestly, it's probably weird, but comedy, because comedy, to do comedy well, there's specific rhythms, specific beats, specific things that you need to hit, and there's a lot of goofiness, silliness, like just letting go a little bit and just being an absolute goofball as much as possible, and then we can tone it back down, you know, if it's too much. But for the most part, we're trying to get the comedy across, so go big with it, you know. I think for me, because it takes me a while to get comfortable with people, and then I am a natural goofball, like I'm a natural, like fun, goofy person. But it takes me a while to get comfortable with you. And then once I'm comfortable with you, you start to see that. So for me to walk into a project and have to be that immediately would be a great, like very challenging for me to just immediately be outside of my box, be goofy, be fun, be the engaging. Would be I'd be nervous walking onto the first day of set if I had a like a new girl series kind of shoot, like that kind of comedy or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or The Office or something like that, where you have to kind of just ramp off each other, like rip off each other, just play off each other's energy. I'd be very nervous on the first day, I think. That'd be one of the projects where I'll be very nervous. The rest of it, like being dramatic or having to cry or those kind of things, like done it before. So you kind of have it in your repertoire. You're still nervous, but you know that you have the ability to do it at least. But comedy, I haven't done too much comedy yet.
But you
So
would love to
I'm
do it?
still nervous. Oh, I'd love to. Oh, without, yeah, absolutely love to. But I haven't, just haven't, so I'm still nervous about it, you know? Yeah. That's another thing. We could get a fun comedic vertical. I haven't seen too many, like, just ridiculous fun comedic.
But I think that's really difficult. You know, mostly of the script were translated from China. And because of the intercultural differences, you know, I think
Yeah,
it's
okay, that makes sense.
humor transporting into a script that works for, let's say, Europe, also like for the US, is really hard. Because I think that even here in Europe, in the countries, the humor is already different and
No,
understand.
definitely, that is true. Yeah.
And so I think if it's a full, let's say, full comedy, it has to be written from a person who lives in this country already and understands the humor which is need, let's say, needed there. Otherwise, I think that wouldn't work, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. That's maybe why they're staying away from it, because it's
You know,
tough to
I'm
do that.
lecturing intercultural differences at the university. That's why I'm trying to understand the intercultural differences in verticals too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Okay.
No, because I think that's a problem. You know, what, no, problem is too hard said, but when you see scripts which came over from China and got translated, mostly of the women's are so weak in these roles because in China or in Asia, the women's are more devoted in the relationships. For us in the Western side, it's totally sometimes not understandable why this woman has always been so weak and the man is mostly so dominating in the partnership. We don't see, which I would love to see more, equal partners in a partnership in the storylines. Mostly the women's are always weak and got cheated on and got beaten and slapped and whatever. In the Eastern culture, that's more, let's say, normal in a way. But for us watching that,
No.
when you are not used to it, you know, it starts. Come on, let's be here in Germany. When I started studying business informatics, even then, it's not so long time ago, but even then, there were a lot of men said, really, you as a woman are studying business informatics techniques? That's not common for a woman, you know? We have to overthink this classical status we want to see in a partnership. And in the Eastern side, that's more and more than we already changed it in the Western side. So, in my opinion, that's also the reason why sometimes the script from China doesn't re work very well in the Western side, because we cannot identify with this type of roles.
It's good, yeah. Sure.
So
Yeah.
that's why I love this pirate one, because Emma was really a strong woman in it, you know? She was powerful. Although she got kidnapped and stuff, but she was always standing up for herself and saying, no, you know. So that's what I would love to see more in this type of vertical roles, that the women fight back and say, no, you cannot do
Agree.
that with me. I don't want to have that. And these type of stories you see more on smaller platforms, to be honest.
Yeah,
Because these
maybe
smaller
that's so.
platforms are not from China. You know, Realtor and stuff are all based in China. So you always have this Chinese influence in the storylines. That's why I have to get the money that I can fund my own shit.
Yeah.
It makes
Happy
sense
focus.
now, doesn't it? You understood me. I see. That's
Mm-hmm.
good. Okay, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie.
Okay.
First one, I judge people by food because I published a cookbook. I want to know from you, what's your favorite dish to eat?
Whoa. That changes quite a bit. For me,
What's
my
soul
mom
food
makes
for you?
soul food is chicken a la king. My mom makes the best chicken a la king.
What's that?
It's basically just chicken breast cut up into small pieces with
Yeah.
like a creamy onion sauce with a bit of rice on top of that, and then you put it in a bowl,
In a
rice,
bowl?
chicken breast with a nice creamy sauce. But that's like to me a cold winter night and a bowl of creamy, rich. Oh,
Yeah, that's soul food. I understand. I
yeah.
totally get. Now, in my cookbook, I had a lot of, re or I published a lot of recipes on soul food. Not super fancy, complicated ingredients, simple to make, but so great in taste. As you said, cold winter night or whenever, and you eat it and you're just in heaven. After a
That's
shitty rainy day outside, just eating that and, yeah. And the world is great.
Yeah.
Can you cook?
That's my no. I can read at least, you know, so like I can put a recipe together and what, and at the end of it, to me, it doesn't taste too bad. But I'll be honest, I'm not gonna invite anyone to come and taste my cooking, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that good. To me, it's good. I enjoy my own food, think
It's
it's
enough
lovely.
to
But
survive.
I don't think it should be, yeah. I don't think it should be served at a restaurant, that's for sure.
You want to say you couldn't make a dinner date? No.
I could, but I think she might have to be kind to me. Like she might have
She
to
must be
love.
already in love with you. Okay.
Yeah, she must be very in love with me before then. I'll try my best, I promise. I'll be in that kitchen for 4 hours. I'll try, but the result might not show that I tried at all.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it already is enough that you can survive, it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Could be worse, to be honest.
I get my nutrients is in, you know, I get my veggies and everything in at least, so I'm
That's good.
surviving.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's really enough. So, fine for me. Second question, do you have any type of comfort movie?
Romance movies, my ultimate favorite probably is, I've watched The Lucky One, Longest Ride, The Choice, Notebook, all of these. I've watched them upwards of 11 times each, and then like not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you were more the action thriller, whatever type. No?
Nowadays I think I'm more, but like I'll turn on an action to just watch it in the background. But no, when I was younger, every time I get home and I had a moment to just watch something I like watching, it would be
Yeah.
one of those romance movies. It would be, yeah, Notebook
Did
or
we
something.
spill a secret now of yours? Do I have to
No,
cut that out or stuff? No? Okay.
it's okay. If someone wants to
Okay.
cast me in one of those projects, though, it'd be good.
As a Roman's
Love to play.
lovey-dovey lead guy.
Yeah.
And then in your resume, yeah, I did the villain in The Kiss of the Pirate King. Okay.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Calls me the lovey-dovey, but I'm usually the villain. Yeah.
But I can be nice if you want me to.
Yeah, I promise.
Oh, dang. What type of music is yours?
I do like Afrikaans music a lot. That's kind of like combination of like rock and country
What's
vibe.
typical Afrikaans music?
No,
I
I
think I've
like
never heard the typical Afrikaans music. You have to send me a link, please.
I will. I'll send you a link of one of our bands. Spoegwolf is pro I listen quite a lot to Spoegwolf is the band name. Yeah,
I've never heard
they're
that.
kind of they're similar. It's like most of their songs are I am giving too much of away of myself, but most of their songs are like
It's
romantic
just
songs.
you,
It's written about someone
Anno.
they feel.
Let's say this straight for the record. It's just you and me. No one is listening right now.
That's true.
You
No,
can
so it's
sleep over a night, and if you are feeling bad tomorrow, you can send me a message. Michaela, listen. Could you please cut that out because it's too.
No, it's okay. I won't say
Or I
anything
can bribe you how
that
much you will pay me for not putting
I've
that up. I have to make money for
on
verticals, you
my
know.
list. That's what I'm thinking. How about I act in one of the verticals?
For free?
Free. For
Oh,
free.
I have this record. Okay, if Scotty will write the script for free, you will act for free. Ooh.
Getting there. We're getting there. We're starting to get a
True.
vertical together.
True.
Yeah,
There will, but I will be a, I will, as I said, I want to do a detective murder mystery one. You want to be there, a villain one, or more the detective one? What would you be? Or the murderer, maybe. We are not spilling who is definitely the murderer, but possibly a murderer.
That's I would want to be the detective. But I'll be honest, the murder on the side sounds intriguing. It sounds like a fun character.
The
Because you need to play
detective
too.
gets my dog as the detective sniffing dog. Because my dog gets
I'm
also the
so
role
cool.
in a vertical, you know, to
Okay,
make it more realistic.
I'll be the detective. Yeah.
You want to have my
Already
dog or what?
have dog treats, yeah. So I'll be the detective.
Dion.
After the
Dion?
shoot,
My dog is
he
gone.
might have a new favorite though. So just saying, you gotta be
What?
careful. After the shoot, your dog might have a new favorite. Just
When
say.
I stop the recording, you have to stay and I will call my dog and let's see how he will react over the camera to you, okay?
Okay.
We have to check that. If that would, click on screen, or what is it
Yeah.
called in verticals always, if the
The
chemistry is
chemistry.
good, a chemistry read between you and my dog. Okay.
All right.
No, but you have to send me a link, please, for that type of music
Okay.
because I've never heard a really
Yeah.
typical African. No, I don't so. Two last questions, Arno. But I think the answer's for me clear, I think. But I will ask you this. If I would come to you and say, listen, Arno, I've never watched any vertical, which one of yours should I have definitely watched?
I think Kiss of the Pirate King is definitely up there. It's probably number one at this point. And then Mason would be the two that I'd mention.
Because you were the nice guy there, or what?
Nicer guy there.
And yeah, a nicer suit guy.
But I think that's the two.
Yeah, Mason was really good. It was really both parts were really good, to be honest. I liked it really.
Yeah,
Yeah,
those would be the best. I think Pirate King, Kiss of the Pirate King is all around just amazing, enjoyable to watch. And then I just enjoyed playing Mason, and Mason was a good like passion project to me as well. So I think
So,
that would
if
be the
Kiss of
second
the
one.
Pirate King is a really good one to watch, when will you watch the whole one?
As soon as I stop being too critical of myself, like no. I just have to sit down and watch it at some point.
Yeah, maybe you should watch it together with Nick and stuff. Then you can discuss about the
Oh,
funny situations while shooting it or stuff.
Yeah, I'll reach out to them and ask. They've probably already watched it, but I'll tell them to rewatch.
Yeah, Nick watched it with my account, so I knew that he watched it.
Okay.
I knew that you watched it. Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
that's life. So last question. We spoke about a bit because of the Western one. Which genre you want to see more on you in a vertical?
Which genre do I want to see more of in
Yeah.
verticals?
You want to see more, or you want to do more, or you want to have more, or however you want to say it.
A little more action, but Westerns as well. I feel like they're great stories. So just a little bit outside of the box, you know, outside of it just
Kind
to
of
see.
Mission Impossible or what?
Yeah, so stuff like that. Like, yeah, Mission Impossible, Jason Bourne, kind of.
Fast and the
Yeah,
Furious, so
one.
I don't know.
I think that would be tricky with the amount of cars needed for that, but I've thought about a Fast and the Furious one for sure. Thought about it definitely.
The Batman we spoke earlier.
Batman. I think they're working on a nice Viking one, vampire one, like almost a Twilight kind of similar to that. I think if I saw correctly on the stories of those that I follow, it seems like they're busy working on a nice one, which those would also be cool to do, some vampire ones. What else? Comedies as well. Once again, we said that it's difficult, but I think there
But
should be a
not
way to balance
but
it.
not
Yeah.
impossible, I think.
No, I think there should be a way to balance it where we could make it fun and comedic to everyone, not just a
I think a
specific
kind of
group.
parody style, you know, that would work.
Yeah, parody would be great. Exactly. Yeah, that would be a good one. Some
Make a
parodies.
parody out of making a vertical. There are so many possibilities doing a parody out of it.
No,
Only about the
absolutely.
banquet scene and slapping, you can make so much parody out of it.
And we've all thought of it, you know, as we're shooting it, we literally think that this could be, we could make a parody out of this. So, yeah, no, definitely.
Okay, I see I get the money and then I will come back to you, okay? With a few bunch of rolls. And then you can
Perfect.
think, till then, you can think if you want to be the murderer or the detective.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll
both.
be planning. I'll see in what vibe I'm at.
Maybe
Maybe both.
both.
That's what I was thinking, is why can't I be both?
Everyone is sympathizing with you. Oh, he's such a great detective. And in the end, you are turning out to be
Meanwhile.
the bad one.
Meanwhile.
I have to pitch that to Scotty.
You have to pitch this whole episode. Just throw it to
Yeah, I
Scotty.
say to Scotty, Scotty, you have to listen to this whole episode. We pitched something you have to do, a bunch you have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will do that. But don't come back to me to say, he really did it. What did you get me into? Don't come back to me and say
Won't.
that. Okay, that's fine. Anna, thank you so much for your time and talking to me and doing this episode with me. It was really a pleasure meeting with you.
It's great talking to you, to Michelle.
Oh,
Said that well. Help me out to say it
you
again.
can pronounce my name so good.
I said it, I did. I pronounced it all right.
Yeah.
I thought I did wrong. Okay, great.
No,
Thank you for having me, though. It was awesome being
it
here
was
talking to
good. That would
you.
work for a project together. You can pronounce my name right. That's a big plus.
Plus.
We stay in contact, Arno. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.